Let's talk about Eugene, E-U-G-E-N-E, Merritt, M-E-R-R-I-T-T, 92-79. Chief complaint, testosterone replacement, number one. Number two, tiredness. Number three, history of dizziness. Number four, difficulty sleeping. Number five, arm pain, next one is leg pain. Our patient is a 44-year-old gentleman. He's a welder. He's been in France now for since April. Since then, he hasn't been on his testosterone. Back in April, he had the testosterone level of 175 with H&H that was increased. It was thought it was related to his smoking and chronic hypoxemia, but today I believe this is more likely related to his sleep apnea, period. The paragraph, social, he's married, he drinks, he smokes. He was drinking more when he was in France because he was lonely. He has three children, family history, mom's alive with diabetes, dad died of cancer, adrenal, kidney, and colon cancer. Maintenance, he definitely needs blood work. He definitely needs a colonoscopy. Medical problems, negative. Surgical problem, negative. COVID immunizations, updated. Medications, none. Allergy, none. Review of system, as above, tiredness, weakness, headache, dizziness, leg pain, arm pain, could be related to polycythemia. Patient has had history low testosterone before. It's time to recheck that and also check his PSA. He weighs 253 pounds. He said he'd lost weight when he was on testosterone, but he hasn't been on that since April, and he felt much better when he lost the weight, but he weighs 253 now, 96%, 98, 16, 87, 130 over 80. Heart pulses, one buzzer for two, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, make sure JVD skin shows no rash, or mucosa with dilution, neurological and non-focal. Assessment, number one, hypogonadism, number two, check level, number three, he used to be on testosterone 100 milligram per cc, not 200 milligram, but 100 milligram per cc, half a cc weekly. We'll continue with that till we get the level. Next one is may have Viagra, 100 milligram. Next one is he does have slight dental caries. We'll give him some Amoxil. He's not allergic to any antibiotics. Next number, because of dizziness, we looked at his carotid, mild carotid stenosis noted. Next one is because of leg pain and arm pain. We looked at his lower extremities. This may be related to polycythemia. Nevertheless, there's no evidence of DVT or PVD noted. Next one is he does have fatty liver. Next number, he does need to lose more weight. Next number, he definitely has RVH. Next number, I strongly suspect what looks to be a sleep apnea. Next number, set him up for sleep apnea. Next number, carotid stenosis is mild. Next number, BPH. Next number, mild lymphadenopathy. Next number, lose weight. Next number, I went over his medication today. Next month, check blood work. Next month, we'll call him with the results. Next month, diet and exercise discussed at length. Next month, must stop smoking. Next month, needs colonoscopy in face of family history of colon cancer, ASAP. Thank you.